Okay, hi everyone. This is Mina, but you probably already know that. Basically, I've made at least three recordings. One didn't record, and I didn't know about it until the end when I saw that there was no end product. But so I listened to the last recording I did, and it wasn't funny enough. So I do apologize because I turned up the delay a little bit. So I also do apologize about this not really making sense, and I realized that I say a few words a lot when I'm having trouble talking because this is really hard. But the thing is, I should be used to it because I used to be a DJ for my college radio, and so we had a delay so that we knew when to cue the music and basically made sure that everything sounded good, well, decent. One of those words. But that was 2 years ago that I was doing that stuff. Now that I started a new radio station at my current college, I haven't really had time to go be a DJ and go on air and have that delay practicing talking thing. So what this post is going to be revolving around is about a month or two ago, a person, oh, a yeah, a user on Audio Candy, that sounded very southern. Oh, the southern side of me is coming out. But basically, this user asked for people to just talk about their crushes, and I told her I would do it. So here I am doing it 2 months late, I suppose. I'm sorry because I don't remember her username at the top of my head right now. But here I am talking about my quote unquote crush. That wasn't supposed to sound like a question, but it did. It did. I can't tell if I just stuttered on that word or not. But okay. I'm also trying to talk fast, because I realize I talk slow, so then I am able to get over the stutter. Okay, I'm gonna stop. What's the word? Okay, I'm just gonna go on. So basically, this crush I have is on a fellow Redditor, someone who also posts audios. And the thing is, I don't really know them very well. I've talked to them maybe once or twice, and yeah, they seem really cool. But the reason why I call them my quote unquote crush is because the first time I ever listened to their audio, I was like, oh, I like their voice. That's cute. And then recent not recently, but and then they came out with an audio that I just fell in love with. And for about a week, I would just listen to it every night before bed or while I was in bed getting ready to go to bed and like actually fall asleep. Sometimes I actually did fall asleep to the audio. So in a way, I guess I became obsessed with that one specific audio, and it made me feel like very safe. And yeah, mainly the main reason why I liked it so much was because they were really dedicated, and you could hear how like excited they were about the topic that they're talking about. And I want to go into more detail, but I don't want them to know that I'm talking about them because I'm having fun just sitting in the shadows, having this, this tiny crush on them without them knowing. But yeah, I have a very big part, a big soft spot in my heart for music. So I guess that's a little bit of a hint. I don't know, but I'm gonna stop with that. I just don't want them to think that I'm creepy or something, which I know I shouldn't be worried about. As someone who also posts audios, I know that, and it's what we do. We post these audios for people to listen to, whether it's one time when it comes out or on a daily basis, or even though this is fairly ex ex not what's the word? I can't think of the word, but it's yeah, okay. So yeah, so we do this for people to listen to. And I know that if they knew that I either had this tiny quote unquote crush or that I listened to their audios a lot, then they probably would be like, okay, cool. Like, no big deal. That's just what we do. But yeah, I think that's all. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to say. I hope that this was entertaining. Yeah. Okay. Have a great night, everyone. Okay, bye.